Beginning tonight's shiur and sinning Kuf Yudalud, which is on page Kuf Mem Aleph, right before we turn to page 282, the halachos of saying Mashif Aruach Amarad Hageshem. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Maschilin Lomar Bivracha Shnia Mashif Haruach Umarad Hageshem. We begin saying in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei Mashif Aruach Amarad Hageshem, Betfilas Musaf Shal Yom Tov HaAchron Shal Chag. During Musaf of the last day of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres, v'ein poskin ad tfilas Musaf shal Yom Tov Harishon shal Pesach, and we don't stop saying Mashif Haruach Amarad Hageshem until the Musaf tfila of the first day of Pesach, which is coming soon. Says the Mechaber, the Mishabur in Sif Aleph. Sif Katan Aleph bevracha Shnia, we say Mashif Haruach Amar Dageshem in the second bracha, Mipnei Sheyesh Ba Tchiyas HaMesim. The second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei is about Tchiyas HaMesim, V'Hageshomim Heim Chayim La'olam K'Tchiyas HaMesim. And the rain is like life to the world, like Tchiyas HaMesim. And therefore, those two are put in the same bracha. We said in the Machaber that we start saying it in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei of Yom Tov Achron Shal Chag, of Shmini Atzeres. In note number one, he points out, as opposed to the Saint Talamutter that we start at different times in Chutz La'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see discussed shortly. And note number one, he writes, "V'gam b'Chutz La'aretz nohagim bo Yom Tov Sheni." Even in Chutz La'aretz, where we have 2 days of Yontif, the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, "Shemaschilim lo ma'amored Hageshem b'Shmini Atzeres v'lo b'Sumchas Torah," that we start in America in Chutz La'aretz also on Shmini Atzeres, like in Eretz Yisrael, not on Sumchas Torah. Even though for us, that's really the very last day of the Chag. Bitfilas Musaf Mishaburu says in Sefkoton Beis, V'hayarowi lahaskir l'ratzos lifnei Hashem Yisbarach miyom tov harishon shel chag. Really, it would have been appropriate to try to appease Hashem and to daven for rain already from the first day of Sukkot, shenidonim bo hamayim, because on Sukkot we are judged on water, on rain. So why don't we start in the beginning of Sukkot? El lefi shageshomim him simin klolo b'chag ha-sukkos. But because the Mishnah tells us that rain on Sukkot is a sign of a curse, it's a bad sign, because you're not able to do the mitzvah of Sukkah while it is raining. So therefore, in Maskirin Hageshem, ad avor shivas yimei yeshiva basukkah. Therefore, we wait until we finish the 7 days that we have to sit in the Sukkah before we start mentioning Mashiv Haruach Amar Hageshem. Once we pushed it off on the first day to the last day of Shmini Atzeres, really we should have started right away in Maariv of Shmini Atzeres, the first tefillah. Elo lefisha b'tfilas arvis ein kol ha'am b'beis ha'knesses. But because at Maariv, which is at night, the whole congregation is not there, not everyone comes to shul at night. Nimtza ze maskir v'ze ein maskir. So it's going to come out that the people came to shul are going to start mentioning it. The other ones are not going to mention it. And the Yosu agudos, there are going to be different groups in Klal Yisrael. We don't want to have a chiluk. We want everyone to start together, and therefore we don't start at Maariv. In note number two, the Magid Avram is bothered by a great question, and that is that by the same Talumatar, we do start at night, right? December 4th, December 5th, we always start at Maariv. So we're saying here, by Mashiv Aruch Amar Hageshem, we don't start at Maariv because we don't want some doing and some not doing it because not everyone comes to shul. So why by the same Talumatar is it okay to start at night? So if you look at note number two, he brings to the Magen Avram, Ule'inyan v'sein talumotor shemaschilin la'omro kfar ba'arvis. And when it comes to v'sein talumotor that we do begin saying at Maariv, the Magen Avram explains, she'ein chshash bazeh. There we're not worried about agudos. Kevan shebelav hachi ein kula maschilin lishol ba'osa zman. Because when it comes to v'sein talumotor, anyway, not everyone is starting at the same time. She'ei b'chutz la'aretz ein zmano k'mo ba'aretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael they start at one time, and in Chutz Yisrael they start a lot later. They're two different times. So anyway, not everyone's starting together. So if some people miss shul at night and they don't start then, it's also okay because it's not breaking up Klal Yisrael because Klal Yisrael is already broken up by Chazal. Everyone does it at the same time, and therefore, by us starting it at night, it's going to cause a rift, a separation of different people doing it at different times, and that we want to try to avoid. That takes care of Maariv. But now we have to discuss the next davening. Why we jump to Musaf? What about Shachris? So says the Mishavura. Yes, Alex.
Because
apparently it was a large faction of Klal Yisrael that didn't come to shul at night. It was not a small group. It was a lot of people that were not able to come for whatever reason. And therefore, we don't want to start a new thing when some people are going to be there to start and some people are not going to be there. It's going to split up the people that are davening Marid, the people at home are going to say it without Mashiach Ruach, the ones in Shul are going to say it, so we do it that way. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, V'lama ein maskirin b'shachris, once it's not a Marid, why don't we go to Shachris? Why are we jumping to Musaf? Yesha kosvu some right, mipnesha osur lahazkir hageshem ad sheyachris hashliach tzibur, o hashamash b'kol rom morid hageshem kodem atfilo ukidol kamei. Like we will see shortly in the coming Se'ifim, there are those who say that it's usher to mention Mashiv HaRuach HaMered HaGeshem until it is announced by the Chazan or the Gabbai out loud. They make a clap and they say Mered HaGeshem before you daven. That announcement can't be made at Shacharis. We know at Shacharis it's very serious to be summoning Ulat Tfila. And as we discussed the last few days, we mentioned that you can't give a clap and make an announcement. And since you can't announce it, and some people say you can't start saying Mashiach Ruach without the announcement, the Mela, you can't start it by Shacharis. And therefore we push it off till Mincha. Va'otam acher ayim betaz. The Taz gives us another reason why you shouldn't start at Shacharis. He says a little bit of a funny reason, because he says one that if you start at Shacharis, so that same chevra that didn't come to Mariv, right? We didn't start at Mariv because some chevra doesn't come to Mariv. They now come to Shacharis and they walk in. Everyone saying Mashiv Aruach. They're gonna say, oh yeah, Mashiv Aruach. Oh yeah, they must have started it last night. They weren't there last night. They're going to think, oh, everyone started last night. So the next year, they're going to start at night, when they're not supposed to start. So in order that it shouldn't be a confusion in that way, so the Taz says, you don't want to start it in Shacharis as well, besides the reason that the Mishnah Berurah brought down. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, V'imta v'hizkir mashiv haruach o'morid ha'geshem b'mariv shel shmini atzeres o b'shacharis eino chozer. Since, like we just mentioned, it's really befitting to start at night, and it's also befitting to start it in Shacharis. So if one accidentally, in fact, started it then, so you would not have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei, because that already is considered as man, that one would be theoretically allowed to say Mashiv HaRuach, and therefore if accidentally a Marav Shemini Atzeres or Shacharis you did say it, you would not have to go back and daven again. The Mechaber did tell us that we start on Musaf of Shemini Atzeres, and he said we don't stop until the Musaf of the first day of Pesach. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Gimel, Hatam de'ein poskim ba'erev hu gam kein kanal. The same logic that we said by Shmini Atzeres, why we don't start at Mariv, is why we don't end at Mariv the first night of Pesach, because not everyone's there, people are going to be doing different things, therefore we skip Mariv. Shelo yeh dover ma'orah b'neim, there shouldn't be a differentiation between the people. Shezeh maskir v'zeinu maskir, this person's going to be saying it, this is not going to be saying it, therefore we don't stop it at Mariv. Aval ato sheposkim b'musaf, but now that we stop saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMered HaGeshem on the first day of Pesach at Musaf, Yedu HaKol Al Yedei HaShliach Tzibur O HaShamish, everyone will know from the Chazan or the Gabbai, Shemachris Kodem Tfilas Musaf Mored HaTol, when the Gabbai or the Chazan gives a clap and says Mored HaTol before Shemoneh Esrei, then everyone will know. Shachurazas haskaras hatal simanhu, because the announcement of starting to say Mored HaTal will be a sign lohem to them. Lavsokas haskaras hageshem od, to no longer be saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMered HaGeshem. So the clap that the Gabbai or the Chazan gives by saying Mored HaTal before Musaf, that will announce to everyone that you stop saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMered HaGeshem, and now you start saying Mored HaTal. I know what you're going to ask. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Zok the Mishnah Berurah in the second skinny line. No, you were thinking this. V'zehu l'minog Sfarad, shenohogim lo Mored HaTal. That's very nice for those who daven Nusach Sfarad and they in fact say Mored HaTal. So then you can give a clap and you can say Mored HaTal so they can start saying Mored HaTal and stop saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMered HaGeshem. So zehu l'minog Sfarad, shenohogim lo Mored HaTal b'mukom Mored HaGeshem b'mos HaChama, because they switch from Mored HaGeshem to Mored HaTal in the summer months. Aval b'medino seinu, no, we don't. Here in the yeshiva, they daven Ashkenaz and they say it. But most Ashkenazi minyanim do not say it at all. They say nothing. It's funny, he doesn't even realize that. You thought everyone says it, yeah. The minog of the Nusach Ashkenaz is not to say anything. So says the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, that's the MS. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Aval b'medino seinu, but in our countries, she'eino hogim lomo Mored HaTal b'yomos HaChama, where the minog is not to say Mored HaTal in the summer, you say nothing. V'i'efshar l'hachriz b'loshan zeh, and therefore you can't make an announcement and say Mored HaTal, because we don't say Mored HaTal. Ulahachriz lahedyo she yivstiko velo my morid hageshem. Gamze einachon. So you can't give a clap to say morid atal, because it's not true. You can't give a clap and say, stop saying morid hageshem. That's just inappropriate to say, don't say morid hageshem. Why? It's like you're refusing the rain, like you're turning down something good. You don't daven for too much to take away the too much good. So you don't want to say, don't say mashiv aruchem aragashem. You can't say moratal, so you're stuck. You talk about a problem. So al kain pasuk haramah b'sif gimel, very important. So the Ramah tells us in sif gimel that we'll get to tomorrow. Therefore, the minhag amongst most Ashkenazi shuls is that you don't stop saying Mashiv Aruchem Ad Hageshem on the first day of Pesach until mincha. Why? What's changed at mincha? Sheshamu kfar mishlach tzibur shepasach betfilas musaf. You heard from the Chazan during his Chazar Shashatz of Musaf that he leaves it off. That's used as the announcement that you no longer say it. So you hear the announcement of the Chazan by skipping it during Chazar Shashatz of Musaf, and now you know for Mincha not to say anymore Mashiv Aruchem Ad Hageshem. Ava b'tfilas Musaf, kol ha-kol, but during the tefillah of Musaf, all the congregation, v'gam ha-shilat tzibur, and the shilat tzibur as well, maskirim ha-geshem b'tfilas lachash. Everyone says Mashiv Aruach during the silent Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf, kidei shelo yia davar mura ben ha-tzibur, so there should be no differentiation. So everyone says it at Maariv, Shachros, and Musaf. The Chazan leaves it up by Chazar Sashatz, and that's used as the announcement that at Mincha nobody says it. The imtah b'mariv shel Pesach o b'shachris u'musaf. If a person makes a mistake on mariv, shachris u'musaf of the first day of Pesach, v'lo hiskir mashiv haruach amar hageshem, and he leaves off mashiv haruach amar hageshem, l'kuli alma eino chozer. According to everyone, doesn't go back. Just like we said before in Shmini Atzeres, since the Iker Zman of really stopping it really should have been at mariv. So if you stopped it by mariv, by shachris u'musaf, then b'dyevet it is okay. But the proper thing to do for the Ashkenazim who are not saying morid atal is to hear the chazan say, not say anything at Musaf during Chazar Sashatz, and then at Mincha we start leaving off Mashiv Aruach Umar Dageshem. If you look at note number 5, he writes a very interesting thing. Uben Chutz La'aretz Hanimtza Be'eretz Yisrael Shebo HaMinog Lomar Morid Atal. And if someone from Chutz La'aretz whose minog is not to say Morid Atal, who goes to Eretz Yisrael where the minog is that everyone says Morid Atal, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Chaim Kanievsky both say shekol zman shelo nishtakeya be'eretz Yisrael. So long that he didn't move there, he didn't settle in Eretz Yisrael, eino chayv lomar. So an American who goes to visit does not need to say morid atal. Ach la'achar shenishtakeya be'eretz Yisrael chayv lomar. But once he decides to settle there, so then he becomes a ben Eretz Yisrael. Then he follows the middle of Eretz Yisrael and he starts saying morid atal. Uben Eretz Yisrael shenosel v'chutz la'aretz, and the opposite way around, an Israeli who comes to America, Hora Agonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach sheyam shechloma morid atal. The Israeli should continue saying morid atal even if the shul he's in does not say it. Ukeshu shatz. However, if he is a shiat tzibur, then bechazar shashatz loyomar. If he's the chazan in a shul where they don't say it, so then he shouldn't say it out loud when he's the chazan. Achenim nishtakei sham. If he settles there, yachol lahafsik loomer, then he should stop saying it totally. So when you move from one place to the other, reminds you of a halacha of one day, 2 days. So you should switch, go with the minhag of the place that you are moving to. Continues the mechaber in Sif Beis. That's a good question.
The same way you make an announcement for Musaf.
Yeah, you're mechav into the Be'er Lacha. Shlomi is asking a good question. Shlomi is asking the same way that the Be'er Lacha uses the same svar, which I hope to get to today. Shlomi asked that why can't we just make an announcement before Shacharis? Make the announcement before davening that we're gonna leave off Mashiv Haruach or put in Mashiv Haruach. He says. Oh, I believe that's the answer. No, that's the answer. I believe that's the answer. Let me just say Shlomi's question one time for those who didn't hear it. Shlomi's question was, why can't we make an announcement before davening Shacharis that in Shacharis we're going to put in Mashiv Aruach? What are you going to say? It's too far away from the Haskara? But look on Musaf of the first day of Pesach, the Chazan leaves it up in the Chazar Shatz, and then 5 hours later, the Tzibur leaves it out of Mincha. That's the announcement, 5 hours apart. So I believe the answer is what Alex said as a joke. People are not there. I believe that's the Emistika answer. I think that's true. It's people come late. And by the time people come, we know you're not supposed to, certainly when you get to Baruch Hu, you get closer when the larger crowds are coming in, unfortunately. So the Tzibur is not there. So therefore, I believe that's the answer. But the Bir Halacha does use the svar that you said, that ha'ara that you said, that there's a big separation in time, and a very interesting Bir Halacha, which we'll get to Emir Tashem in 8 minutes. Zokti mechaber vayter in Siv Beis. Oser lahazkir hageshem ad sheyachris hashliach tzibur. Like we just mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, it is oser to mention mashiv haruach umar hageshem until the shliach tzibur, or the gabbai for that matter, announces to say it. Says the Ramah, v'yesh omrim dekodem shemaschilin musaf machris hashamish mashiv haruach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the lashon here is incorrect. It's a mistake. It shouldn't say yesh omrim. It should say Pirish, meaning to say, Shekodem Shemaschil and Musaf Machris Hashamish. The Ramah is not arguing with the Mechaber, he's explaining the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, you can't start saying Geshem until it's announced. And the Ramah is explaining how it's announced, that before you start Musaf, he makes an announcement of Mashiv HaRuach Umar HaGeshem, Kidei Shatzibur Yaskiru B'Tfilasan. So the Tzibur will mention it in their Tfilah, the Chein Nohagin, and that is the Minhag. Continues the Mechaber on page 282, the top line. Hilkach, therefore, afim hu chola o onus, even if a person is sick or any other kind of onus, lo yaktim tfiloso l'tfilas ha-tzibur. Normally we say that if you're in shul specifically, you're not allowed to daven before the tzibur davens, but if you're sick or another kind of ones, then you could daven earlier than the tzibur. But says the Mechaber, since you need to hear an announcement from the gabbai or from the shliach tzibur before saying Mashiv HaRuach Umar HaGeshem, therefore a cholo and ones should not be makdim his tfilos, tfila l'tfilas ha-tzibur, l'fisha aser lahazkir at shiyom ha-shliach tzibur. Because you're not allowed to say Mashiv HaRuach Umar HaGeshem at that point, and in that tfila you're really supposed to say it, but by doing it before the announcement you can't say it, so you're putting yourself in a funny position, therefore you shouldn't do it. Without a minion?
Yeah. There's no.
You're a holy man. You're a holy man. Okay.
No,
you daven every Shabbos, Nates?
No.
What do you mean?
During the week.
With a minion? Oh, there's no minion now for Nates. Oh, fine. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're talking about in shul, when the tzibur is there. You daven in shul?
Yeah.
The tzibur is here?
No, they are learning.
No, but they're not davening. That's okay. Davening before the tzibur means you're in shul with everyone, they're up to shema, and you're starting shmonesi. That you shouldn't do. But if they're all learning and they're davening in a half an hour and you want to daven nates, I believe that's fine.
So even here, for example, if the minyan starts at 6:15 and I have to start 10 minutes before, then there will be a situation. I will be davening in shmonesi.
That's a problem. This has nothing to do. Yeah. Let's go right there. So the Mechaber says, therefore, if a person is a chola or onus, where normally he would have a heter to daven before the tzibur, lo yaktim tfiloso l'tfilas ha-tzibur. He should not be makdim his tfila before the tfila of the tzibur, l'fisha asur lahaskir ad shiyom ha-shi ha-tzibur, because he's not allowed to say mashiv haruach amar ha-geshem until the shi ha-tzibur announces it. Avol, im yodeya shehichrish shi ha-tzibur. But if a person knows that the shi ha-tzibur made the announcement already, afal pishu lo shama, even though you didn't hear the announcement, you came late, you were in the bathroom, you didn't hear the announcement, maskir. Then you could already say Mashiv HaRuach Umar HaGeshem after the time that it was announced to the tzibur. Umitam zeh, for that reason, abolo beis haknesses, one who comes to shul, va'atzibur hischilu l'hispalel, and the tzibur already started davening, yispalel v'yaskir, he should daven and mention Mashiv HaRuach Umar HaGeshem, afal pi shehu lo shoma mishiyat tzibur, even if you didn't hear it from the shiyat tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkata and Dalud, Aser lahaskir, we said in the Mechaber, you cannot say Mashiv HaRuach Umar HaGeshem until it's announced to the tzibur. Rotza lomar, afilu hatzibur mispalin tfilas musaf. Even if the tzibur is davening musaf, asurin lahaskir geshem, it is aser for the tzibur to say Mashiv HaRuach Umar HaGeshem im lo hichriz hashatz o hashamish kodem atfila, unless it was announced by the chazan or the gabbai to say it before davening. Ukimo Shemefarish haramot, like the Ramah explains, v'chein ha-shiatzibur gam kein lo yaskir, also the shiatzibur should not mention it, rakish mispalel b'kol rum, only when he is repeating the Shemon Esrei, avalo b'tfilas lachash, he should not say it during the silent Shemon Esrei, keivan shelo huchras mikodem ha-tfila, since it wasn't announced, nobody says Mashiv HaRuach Umar HaGeshem in the silent Shemon Esrei. Mikom makom b'dieved, you have a wise guy in shul, or not a wise guy, a guy who doesn't know the halacha. Mikomakom b'dievedim amar echad b'kol ram b'sol tfilas amar hageshem. So everyone starts davening Musaf Shmoneh Esrei silently. No one is supposed to say Mashiv HaRuach because it wasn't announced. and one guy realizes, hey, wait a minute, it's Musaf Shmini Atzeres. So he announces, Mashiva Ruach Amar Dageshem. So if someone does that, Afsha Aser Lasos Kain, even though that's Aser to do, because he wasn't supposed to say it, you should not do it. But if he did it, even though it's Aser to do, Sharei Lo Shoma Min Hashas, because he didn't hear it from anyone announcing it, Mikomoko Mutter Hashomim Lahaskir B'Tfilasim. If you're next to him, and he makes that announcement, and you're behind him, Shmon Esrei, you are allowed to then say Mashiva Ruach in your silent Shmon Esrei, because that can count as your announcement. The Zo Gufa Ka'achrozadami. That's like the announcement. Kain Kosva Chai Odom. So writes the Chai Odom. So he did the wrong thing, but once he did the wrong thing, you couldn't rely on that as your announcement, and now you can say it. Vinirali, it appears to me, says the Chavis Chaim, the Imlo Zachru Geshem Bitfila Zo Ain't Srichim Lachzor. But if you heard that guy announce Mashiva Ruach Amar Hageshem in his silent Shmon Esrei, and you did not say it, that's okay. You do not have to go back. The Eish Poskim Shesovim the Achraza Lo Mikri, because some say that's not even a good Achraza, because a good announcement is only considered Ela Imkein Shehuchras Kolam Atzila. It has to be before davening. So some say it's not even a good announcement. The Chai Adam says you can rely on it, but many Poskim say that's not a good announcement at all. And therefore, if you didn't say it after that announcement, you're fine. O Sheshamu Mashiach Tzibur Chazaras HaTzvila Shehizkir Geshem. And most Poskim say that it's not a good announcement until you heard it before davening, or at least that you heard it from the Mashiach Tzibur when he was repeating Shmon Esrei. The Chai Adam Gamkein Lo Kama Raksha Mutarim Lahaskir Avlo Shechayavim. Even the Chai Adam who said this Chiddush only said if that guy made the mistake and did it, you're allowed to say it. Not that you're Mechuyev to say it. So according to everyone, it seems, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that if you did not say it after hearing his incorrect announcement, you would not have to go back. The Chayalim just saying, if you rely on it, then you are okay. Now, an interesting note. Look at note number 8 in the second paragraph. He writes, "V'hanoeg lahaskir lahaskir geshem rak b'tfilas mincha." Those who have the custom, like we discussed, that they only start to say Geshem at Mincha, actually we discussed stopping, but those who have a minhag to start saying Mashiv Ruach Amar Hageshem only at Mincha, and now he finds himself in a shul where they make a grand announcement before a musaf, and they start saying it in musaf, but his minhag for the last 40 years was to say it only at mincha, not at musaf. But in the shul he announced it before a musaf. So b'shalas neshuvah she'ila Shmuel, he says, she'nigrar achar ha'tzibur, he's pulled after the tzibur, v'olav lino kemosam, he should follow what the tzibur is doing, v'chein lehepech, you don't go by what your minhag is, you go by the minhag of the shul that you're davening in. If they start a musaf, you start with them a musaf. If they start at Mincha, even though you usually start at Musaf, you join them for Mincha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaidus of Katan Hey. That was the change in Girsa of Yesh Omer Shekodem Tov. So far, it's a mistake. The Tzarech Lomar, the Ramah, really should read as follows. Perish Shekodem. The Ein Kam Machlokas. There is no Machlokas here. The Ramah is explaining the Machaber. So the Ramah told us that before you start Musaf, the Gabbai announces Mashiv HaRuach. Ayin b'chayodam sifkaton vav shehisir shelo lasos kemo shenohagim shemachrizin rak mashiv haruach. You should not make a mistake and just give a clap and say mashiv haruach. Shezelo nikra hachraza. That's not considered an announcement. Sharei b'yesh mekomos omrim gam b'kayitz mashiv haruach. Some say in the summer mashiv haruach amor datal. So that's not a good announcement for Geshem to say mashiv haruach. That wouldn't count. Eli Yisayim Amar Hageshem. The announcement should be Mashiv Haruach Amar Hageshem. You shouldn't just say Mashiv Haruach, because some say it even though in the summer they say Mashiv Haruach Amar Hatal. Now, if you look at note number 11, he writes, Tahainu Shevimotza Chama Omri Mashiv Haruach Amar Hatal. Ulam Beprima Godim Akavachayim Kosvu Shaminog Loma Rak Amar Hatal. They say the minog is not to say Mashiv Haruach Amar Hatal. In the summer, one should just say Amar Hatal. Vosifu, and they add on, Shekat Mavura Gamba Rishonim Abulavush. It's also Mashiv away from the Shulchan Aruch that we'll see Emir Hashem tomorrow in Siv Gimel that the Girsa is just Morid Atal, not Mashiv HaRuach Morid Atal. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkotan Zayin. Sivkotan Zayin said, therefore, if one was a chola or an anus, he shouldn't daven earlier than the tzibur. Pirish diim eino chola, if a person is not sick, b'chol hashana osur lahatin tfilasu b'tzibur. It's always osur to start your Shmon Esrei before the tzibur, like we just discussed. Kimo shakasa b'simen tzadi. But if a person is a chola or is an anus where he's allowed to in general start a Shmon Esrei before the tzibur, he should be careful not to in this case when they're starting to say Mashiv HaRuach because he didn't hear the announcement, he can't say it. Dr. Mishnah Berurah Sivkotan Ches. Lo yaktim vafilu imhu mispal bebeso, and even if he's davening in his house by himself, aser lahaskir kodem shemispal matzibur. He's aser to mention Mashiv Ruach Amar Hageshem if he's davening at a time before the tzibur is saying it. Now, if there's two shuls, they point out in the notes over here that most likely you go after the shul that you normally daven in. But if you're davening before all the minyanim, so then you would for sure not be able to say mashi for rachem or agashim. V'lochem b'nei ha'yishuvim. Therefore, the people who live out in the small towns, kishem mispalim below minyan, they're davening by themselves, there's no minyan in their city. Yamtinu b'shmini atzeres milispalim musaf. They should wait on shmini atzeres to daven musaf at somach l'sov sheishos, till towards the end of 6 hours, a little towards the noon, till chatzos. De'bevadai lo ya'achru atzibur yoser milispalim musaf. By then you know already the shuls have daven musaf. And you know you can say Mashiv Haruach. For Oz Yisbal Musaf, V'yomru Mashiv Haruach. Says the Mishmaru Vaiter Sivkot and Tess, we said for this reason that you don't have to actually hear it. If you walk in late to the shul where the announcement was made and you find out the announcement was made, you can say Mashiv Haruach Amar Gashim and you silence Shemon Esrei. Sivkot and Tess, Afo Pishhu, the Mistama Chrizu Kfar, because Mistama they made the announcement already and therefore you are good to go. Let's see the Tapir Alocha on page 282. We'll see where it says the svara that Shlomi said. Very interesting bir halacha. Mistapakna, I am in doubt. Im hispalu minyan vasikin bebeis hakneses zagufa. If there are two minyanim in the shul, there's the vasikin minyan and the 8 o'clock minyan. V'chrizu mashiv haruach kanohug. And at the vasikin minyan, they did it the right way and they made an announcement before musaf mashiv haruach amar dageshem. In Moela Zelu Minyan Sheni, will that help for the second minyan? Shei Mutter Liyochid Lahakdim. For an individual to daven earlier. In other words, they announced it by the Vasikin Minyan, they're going to announce it by the 8 o'clock minyan. But you're a Chola, which we just said a Chola should not daven earlier. He normally can, but now he shouldn't because he can't say Mashiv Haruach. But let's say the Chola is davening at the 8 o'clock minyan. He wants to be Makdim. Can he rely on the Mashiv Haruach Amar Hageshem announcement that was made at the Vasikin Minyan in this same very shul? The Ein Lomar says the Berloch, and don't say the cave and the Yesh Hefse Kolkach Lo Mikir Achraza, and don't say like Shlomi told us that it's too long of a break between the Vasikim and 8 o'clock minute. It was already 2 hours. It's too long of a break between the Achraza and the Haskara. The Zeinu, that's not true. The Rehavi Arosh B'Shem Reish Ayin. Not sure who that is. The Haskara de Musaf Mu'elas L'Mincha. That the announcement that Musaf helps for Mincha. So you see, it doesn't have to be right away. From Musaf to Mincha helps, so from Vasikin to 8 o'clock Minyan should also help. So the fact that there's a separation of time would not be an issue. Ayin Shem Barosh de Lo Polag Alei B'Svara Zu, and the Rosh seems to agree with the Svara. Ukein Zeh Pasach HaRamah B'Sugimel. The Efshar, but it could be, the Kaven de Minyan Acheru, since it's a separate Minyan, the Gam Halo B'Shachris Yitztarech Lo Mashiv Haruach. And if you're going to rely on the Vasikin announcement, then at the next minyan, everyone's going to have to say Mashiv Haruach, even in Shachris. And we know that's not true. Al kein lo mahani zelot filas musaf shachakach. So maybe the same way we know it doesn't work for Shachris, it also shouldn't help this chola from musaf to daven earlier. V'zeh asafik yipul gam b'mashiv pasach haramos sef gimel d'nohogin l'hokin l'haskir mashiv haruach b'yonto vishon shapesa b'musaf. This same suffix will be in a case like the Ramah discussed in Sif Gimel that the minhag of the tzibur is to still mention Mashiv Haruach on Musaf of the first day of Pesach. Mishum da'adayin lo shomu mishliat tzibur. Because you still didn't hear the change from the shliat tzibur. The Pasach lomar Mashiv Haruach, that he stopped saying Mashiv Haruach. Like we said, you listen to the shliat tzibur to stop saying at Musaf Mashiv Haruach, and then you stop at Mincha. So same Shaila. In Ba'oso Beis HaKnesses is Spalu Minyan Rishon. If there was already a Vasikin Minyan in that shul, Ukfar Pasach HaShatz Lomar Mashiv Haruach B'Chazar HaShatz. And the Shliat Tzibur and Musaf at the Vasikin Minyan already stopped saying Mashiv Haruach. So what does that affect you at the later Minyan that now you have to stop saying it? In Mo'el Zeshlo Yitzdarchu Shuv Lomar Mashiv Haruach. Does that affect the people in the later Minyan that now they shouldn't say Mashiv Haruach? Because that Hachrazah, so to speak, the leaving off of Mashiv Haruach by the Chazan in Chazar HaShatz of Musaf at the Vasikin Minyan will affect them later. The Tzarech Ian, he leaves out Tzarech Ian, and then he says Alkei Nira. Therefore, it appears, says the Chavetz Chaim, Shetov Lizor Shelo Lasos Minyan Rishon Beis Hakneses Biyom Tov Rishon Shepesach. Therefore, he says to avoid the Savit is an Inyan not to have two Minyanim at different times in the Shul on Pesach. Sometimes you go. I've been to shuls. They're doing it because of achlus reasons. On Yom Tov, it's nice everyone daven together. But Zatul Chavetz Chaim, there's halachic reasons why everyone should daven together. Because the first day of Pesach, there's an earlier minyan, and the Chazan leaves off Mashiv Haruach in Musaf, so it could be at the second minyan, at Musaf, maybe even by Shachris, that everyone should leave it off, because that could be already the Hachraza. Why did he say Dafka, the minyan, on the first day of Pesach, and not on Shmini Atzeres? Right, his original Safek of Shmini Atzeres, he doesn't say not to make two minyanim there. So there the pshat is, because over here it's a suffix for the whole tzibur. Maybe the whole tzibur should mention it. The suffix in the first part of the bir halacha was only a suffix on a chola. On a chola, once a daven earlier, so ready for a chola, we'll say, okay, so it's for one individual, so we'll tell him not to daven earlier to be machmir. But when it's a suffix for the whole tzibur, there taka, you should avoid the suffix, and you should have only one minyan in the shul on the first day of Pesach. Yashakoyach, we'll continue on Sunday. And mitzvah Shem, on Sunday this year is going to be earlier. Probably 1 o'clock, I'll send out a text.